The Big Trip Up Yonder by Kurt Vonnegut Jr. Gramps Ford, his chin resting on his hands on the crook of his cane, was staring irascibly at the 5-foot television screen that dominated the room. On the screen, a news commentator was summarizing the day's happenings. Every 30 seconds or so, Gramps would jab the floor with his cane tip and shout, "Hell, we did that 100 years ago!" Emerald and Lou, coming in from the balcony where they had been seeking that 2185 AD rarity, privacy, were obliged to take seats in the back row behind Lou's father and mother, brother and sister-in-law, son and daughter-in-law, grandson and wife, granddaughter and husband, great-grandson and wife, nephew and wife, great-grandnephew and wife, great-grandniece and husband, great-grandnephew and wife, and, of course, Gramps, who was in front of everybody. All save Gramps, who was somewhat withered and bent, seemed, by pre-anti-gerasone standards, to be about the same age, somewhere in their late 20s or early 30s. Gramps looked older because he had already reached 70 when anti-gerasone was invented. He had not aged in the 102 years since. "Meanwhile," the commentator was saying, "Council Bluffs, Iowa, was still threatened by stark tragedy. But 200 weary rescue workers have refused to give up hope and continue to dig in an effort to save Elbert Hageldorn, 183, who has been wedged for 2 days in a—"
"I wish he'd get something more cheerful," Emerald whispered to Lou.
"Silence," cried Gramps. "Next one shoots off his big bazoo while the TV's on is gonna find hisself cut off without a dollar."
His voice suddenly softened and sweetened.
"When they wave that checkered flag at the Indianapolis Speedway, and old Gramps gets ready for the big trip up yonder."
He sniffed sentimentally while his heirs concentrated desperately on not making the slightest sound. For them, the poignancy of the prospective big trip had been dulled somewhat through having been mentioned by Gramps about once a day.